From the heartland of America and the gateway to the West, good morning, good evening, wherever you may be across the nation, around the world. I'm George Norrie. Welcome to Coast AM. Later on tonight, creatures and monsters. Here's what's happening. Ecuador's government has acknowledged that it has temporarily restricted internet access at its embassy in London for WikiLeaks founder Julian Assange, after the website published a trove of documents from Hillary Clinton's presidential campaign. The foreign ministry said in a statement that while it stands by its decision in 2012 to grant Assange asylum in London, it doesn't interfere in foreign elections or support a candidate in particular. It's going to be interesting to see when he gets back online. Okay, here we go again. North Korea now angered by what it says increasingly aggressive exercises in the south in conjunction with U.S. forces, said it will strike first with nukes if it feels threatened. North Korea also stated it will continue atomic tests after its recent fifth event and will continue ballistic missile testing. The North has launched over 20 ballistic missile shots in recent months as it strives to increase its ability to deliver payload on target. U.S. consumer prices recorded their biggest gain in 5 months in September as the cost of gasoline and rents surged, pointing to a steady pickup of inflation that could keep the Federal Reserve on track to raise interest rates in December. Let's check in with the registered investment advisor, Michael Mish Shedlock. Mish, I don't think they're going to raise rates. What do you think?
Good news. Look at what went up. Energy went up 2.9% across the board, but gasoline was up 5.8%. Medical care commodities were up 0.6%. Shelter was up 0.4%. Insurance was up. What dropped? Apparel prices dropped. Food prices were actually flat. The average person, George, would be happy to walk into the grocery store and get more for their money and have to pay less for rent. And the economists were actually cheering this, George, today, and I don't get it. Do you get it?
No, I don't either. They want to see interest rates go up, I guess. I don't know why.
They do, but the interesting thing, I'm tracking these GDP estimates now. At the start of the quarter, the Atlanta Fed came out, its model said 3.8%. Guess what? It is down to 1.8% now, and industrial production was down this month. And another index I follow is the Cass Freight Index. This is, you know, trucking and shipping. Guess what? This last September of 2016, this year, was less than September of 2015, 2014, and 2013. And here we are heading into the Christmas seasons here. So I think people are scared, George. Rents are going up. Medical prices are going up. I think this economy is on its last legs, George.
The last legs, Mish? That's pretty dangerous, isn't it?
It is. And, you know, I've been accused, and I have made that statement before. I thought we'd be in a recession this year. We're flirting with it right now. All it takes is a global trade war, and look at the talk from both candidates, from Hillary or Trump, take your pick. They're both saying the same things. You know, they want to start a trade war with China. Look at Brexit. The EU is fighting with the UK. Canada is fighting with the EU over trade policies now. Very bad signs.
All right, Mish, thank you so much, my friend. Donald Trump is charging into Wednesday's third and final presidential debate against Hillary Clinton, armed with fresh evidence of an attempted cover-up in her email investigation, but faces the very stark reality that so far the controversies facing both candidates have dented his poll numbers more than hers. We'll watch these debates and have full reports for you tomorrow night. Right, might remember a couple months ago I had David Voigt on. He's a former naval officer, graduate of the U.S. Naval Academy, voyaging across America from Delaware to California along the American Discovery Trail in U.S. Highway 50 to raise awareness for a group of victims, including men, women, and children being assaulted with electronic weapons. He started his journey in May. Let's get an update from David on where are you now, David?
for a funeral. I had made it to Jefferson City, and then got a call that a cousin had lost the battle with cancer. So I went home for a funeral there, and I should be returning to the trail next week. I got a little bit of rework to do with some of the rebranding, and some of the artwork's going to come in later this week. So
all right,
so back out to Jefferson City to continue on.
So well, how long do you think it'll take for you to finish your journey?
Well, it'll take about 80 to 90 days of hiking to get out to the California coast. And then if it's productive, I plan to head down the Pacific Coast Highway to Santa Monica and then walk back on Old Route 66. So it'll go well into next year before I'm finished up.
And have you encountered any problems along the way?
No real problems. In fact, it's been pretty good as far as getting media coverage on the topic, and people are pretty receptive to the topic.
All right, David, thank you so much, and good luck and be safe on your journey out there. Well, it's been 5 days since Bob Dylan was awarded the prestigious Nobel Prize in Literature, making history as the first musician ever to get the award, yet the rock star still hasn't said a word about the win, not even when he took the stage at the Desert Trip in California over the weekend. I emailed his son, Jesse, who emailed me back and said, what's there to say? But he'll say something eventually. Well, tomorrow, European Space Agency probe named Schiaparelli will parachute to the surface of Mars following a fiery plunge through the atmosphere. Dr. Sky, Stephen Cates, what do you think about this one, Stephen?
Well, George, this is another of the great series of robotic probes, and we wish it well because we're learning so much as we talk about the planet Mars. All we're waiting for to find out is when humans, of course, will get there, and that's not too far around the corner. But this particular space probe, named after the Italian observer who really gave us the concept of canals on the surface of Mars, and Percival Lowell here in Arizona. Of course, there's no such thing, as we say, but we wish that mission great success as it explores whether or not there really is a lot of water under the Martian surface. What are the true temperature and magnetic fields of the surface? But George, we got a real knockout punch right here with the live sky right now. And this is unusual that when we're on the air live, that something this important happens for the listeners. And here's what it is. If you can see the moon right now, particularly people in Los Angeles, you'll see in a pair of binoculars a 65 light year away star called Aldebaran. The light left in 1951 is getting here. What's happening, George, is this star is going to be covered up or grazing the edge of the moon. People in Los Angeles, for 10:25 cool. p.m. Pacific Daylight Time, just a few minutes from now, we'll get to see it. The rest of the nation, you can see it. So if you have a pair of binoculars, take a look. That little twinkling object to the left on the bright side of the moon is there. And guess what happens? If you miss this, wait about an hour, because in parts of the country, George, it's being eclipsed, it'll pop out the other side. And finally, we build up in our conclusion here. The great Orionid meteor shower is going to peak in the next 2 days. Look into the east. And again, right after midnight to sunrise, if you see any of these meteors from the Orionids, you're looking at debris from the famous comet, Halley's Comet. Always remember to keep your eyes to the skies.
Thank you, Stephen. Appreciate all the things you do for us. Peruvian authorities want to know why more than 10,000 endangered frogs living near Lake Titicaca have suddenly died. The water frog is considered a critically endangered species there, and they have no idea why they're all dying. Up next, Dr. Joel Wallach joins us, criticalhealthnews.com. Let me give you the number to call for some advice. This is not to get on the show, but this is for people standing by. That's 1-855-949-7234. And, of course, a website, criticalhealthnews.com. Dr. Wallach and company, they are sponsors of Coast to Coast, as you well know, and partners with us. And he's next on Coast to Coast AM. And welcome back to Coast. And as you know, several times a month, we devote our time and energies to your health. Dr. Joel Wallach back with us from criticalhealthnews.com. And of course, they are sponsors of the program and we are partners with them. Important that you know that we are very tight with these people. They do a great job. Dr. Wallach, of course, and his team, they have helped a lot of people. His phone number is 1-855-949-RADIO or the website criticalhealthnews.com. And Joel, you are traveling all over the place again, Doc, aren't you?
Yes, sir. We're in 55 countries now, so they got me moving.
Oh, my gosh. Where do you get? Well, I know where you get your energy.
Yep, 90 for life. It's 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 3 fatty acids. Our genes need it, and so I take enough stuff to deal with over 900 different diseases for prevention, and it keeps me energized. I only need 4 hours of sleep, so I get 20 hours of work in.
Yesterday, we had a story, Doc, of the placebo effect, where apparently people who are taking prescription drugs, but if they also think they're taking a placebo, they tend to get better a little quicker. What is it about the human mind that kind of cures itself, whether it thinks it's got a drug in it or not?
Well, George, the human body is built to repair itself, to maintain itself. And, of course, it needs raw materials to do that. And it's one of these things where if you tell yourself, you know, this placebo is just doing a fantabulous job for me, that tells your brain to release hormones and make you feel better. And you can have an effect that way by releasing those hormones, because saying that you have something that's going to help you is a very positive thing. Your brain releases hormones and you do feel better.
You sure do. You sure do. Doc, I'm going to ask you a personal question here. My daughter had some blood work done about a month and a half ago. They did not like what they saw. Apparently, it is not as bad as some had feared. But the doctor did say that what is happening is when they look at her blood in a test tube, it's coagulating in a funny different way. We don't have a lot of information yet. They're still testing her. But I think they've ruled out anything like leukemia, thank God, or anything like that. But what can one do to help supplement your blood to, I don't know, cleanse it or do something to it?
Okay, well, first of all, how old is your daughter?
She's 40.
40, okay. And let's see here. Does she have any other issues that we know of? You know,
no other issues. No, nothing severe. Couple kids.
Okay. Well, our blood needs several things to clot properly. We need omega-3 essential fatty acids to prevent early clotting. You need calcium to actually clot properly. Your bone marrow has to make platelets to clot properly.
Her platelet level is low. That I remember.
Okay. Does she have any? Does she, when she squats down, does she complain that her knees pop and crack, or she goes up the stairs, does her ankles or knees pop and crack?
I'll ask her. I never heard her complain about that, but I'll ask her that.
Okay. Well, in the early stages of osteoporosis, there's a problem called myelosclerosis or myelofibrosis, in which the bone matrix, the rebar, if you will, of the bone, kind of fills up the bone marrow cavity and squeezes out the cells that make platelets. And just by just sheer occupation of space. And so the idea is to give the bones everything they need for their genes, DNA, RNA, and telomeres to rebuild themselves and to have the proper ratios of this bone matrix inside the bone marrow cavity. And a lot of times it's unfortunate that, you may recognize these words, multiple myeloma is a cancer of the bone marrow.
Right, right.
And about 75% of the time when people are diagnosed with multiple myeloma, they actually have multiple fibrosis. Another name for it is myelosclerosis or myelofibrosis. And it oftentimes, as much as 75% of the time, get misdiagnosed as multiple myeloma, which is bone marrow, the cancer. And I've had people of all ages who get diagnosed with that, and I'll look at the disc and say, no. Let's have a look at the biopsy, bone marrow biopsy, and they look at that, and no, doesn't quite fit the pattern. And you treat them nutritionally as you would osteoporosis, and it goes away in about 3 months, and you've achieved a remission of what they thought was multiple myeloma, bone marrow cancer, and it wasn't that at all. It was just simple osteoporosis. And people can get osteoporosis when they're 5 years old. It's just called osteomalacia. It's not an age thing or a gender thing. Men get osteoporosis an equal rate as women, although oftentimes much more severe than women osteoporosis. And so we do have to provide all the raw materials necessary for our bones and the bone marrow cavity and the rebar in the bones to maintain themselves at the proper levels. And the bones do a pretty good job.
Okay, I'll email you later, and maybe you can give us some recommendations for her, okay?
Mm-hmm. Very good. Happy to do that.
We're going to take your tweets and your text messages also for the doc. We're going to take phone calls at the half a little earlier tonight because so many people are already calling trying to get through for advice. Is this a particularly, you know, it's the flu season, doc. Is it a season where more people get sick than they would in the summertime?
It is possible for infectious diseases such as viral things. We have a political, financial, slash health thing going on right now. People are losing their insurance. The deductibles are going up from $300 to $6,000. Premiums are going up 75 to 80 to 120% monthly premiums. People are losing their insurance completely because companies can't afford them anymore. And so people are beginning to say, you know, I just cannot do exactly as my doctor says all the time. I got to get second opinions. I have to look at all my other options. And so people are coming to us at a rate that's much higher than it was, say, 5 years ago because of the collapse of the Affordable Health Care Act.
Mm-hmm.
It's just right. The co-ops are just shutting down like crazy for the Affordable Health Care Act. In fact, the Affordable Health Care Act is pretty much doomed right now. And people are losing this insurance coverage by the millions, and so they're looking for help.
Is the supplement industry under any pressure from government? We know what Big Pharma would love to do, but is anything happening there?
Well, yes, of course. The government, you know, people who make outrageous claims that their products can cure this and cure that are under severe scrutiny. And they will get nailed by the FTC, FDA, and the Center for Disease Control have gone to the FCC, Federal Trade Commission, said, hey, go after these guys who are making outrageous claims. And, of course, the difference between nutrition and pharmaceuticals is that with pharmaceuticals, George, only antibiotics cure things. All the other prescription drugs only relieve symptoms. Antibiotics can kill bacteria for meningitis, for syphilis, Lyme's disease. Antibiotics can kill bacterial pneumonia, abscesses, salmonella in your intestine, E. coli in your intestine, that sort of thing. But with the exception of antibiotics, there's not a single pharmaceutical that cures anything. They all just treat symptoms.
That's right.
And that's because the medical system believes falsely, which is not unusual because they have thousands of failed medical theories every century. They believe falsely that almost all diseases, degenerative diseases, are genetically formed in origin. And so there's not much you can do to treat it, prevent it. You just have to ameliorate or reduce the symptoms. So that's their goal. Where with nutrition, for instance, congestive heart failure is caused by a deficiency of a single vitamin. Type 2 diabetes is caused by a deficiency of a single mineral. Obesity is caused by a deficiency of a member of a certain class of nutrients, and there's three of them. If you're deficient in them, any one of them, those three, you're going to be a 400, 600, 800, 1,200 pound person. Alzheimer's disease is a physician-caused disease. It's a deficiency of a single nutrient. They want you to believe that it has to do with aging or maybe even aluminum consumption, really some absurd things, genetics, and none of which is true. There's thousands of failed medical theories in the 20th, 21st century. And when people realize that, what, type 2 diabetes is a deficiency of a single mineral? Yeah. You can have somebody who has type 2 diabetes for 30 years, raging with all the complications, and you clean up their diet and you get rid of all the inflammatory things like fried foods and processed meats and oils and gluten. And then you throw in the 90 essential nutrients, with a little bit of what we call the secret sauce. It will support healthy blood sugar, support healthy sugar and carbohydrate metabolism at the cellular level. They go to their doctor and the doctor says, I don't know why, but you don't have diabetes anymore. We do this thousands of times a month.
Jeez. Well, I got to tell you, keep doing what you're doing because you're informing people, and that's the most important thing. People can learn on their own. It's easy, isn't it?
That's correct. And, of course, we have CDs, we have DVDs, we have books. Our one CD, Dead Doctors Don't Lie, George, has sold over 350 million copies. It's still going out the door at 50,000 a week. It's in 9 languages. And it's because people get a revelation. They get information when they hear the CD. I mean, Michael Jackson only sold 72 million of Thriller. So 350 million is an enormous amount of CDs for information. You can turn your car into a lecture room as you're driving along. And we have the newest book out, Epigenetics. It goes into 900 different diseases, including things like MS and Lou Gehrig's disease and Parkinson's disease and Huntington's disease, all of which doctors think are genetic, are just simple degenerative diseases of the myelin, the white matter of the brain. It's easy to, in fact, reverse them, prevent them. And one of the biggest things for preventing brain diseases such as Alzheimer's disease, you got to eat 6, 8, 10, 12 eggs a day. Just the opposite of what a doctor says. You need to eat a stick of butter a day. I actually have a new CD coming out in a month called A Stick of Butter a Day Keeps the Doctor Away.
All right, hold on, Doc. We're going to take a quick break, but we're going to come back with phone calls, tweets, and texts. Get ready for all that information. Doc Wallach with us from criticalhealthnews.com. The phone number to get some extra assistance, 1-855-949-RADIO or criticalhealthnews.com. We're taking your phone calls, your texts, your tweets with Dr. Joel Wallach from criticalhealthnews.com. That's the website to get some more great information. And also, here's that phone number to call for assistance, 1-855-949-7234. They are sponsors of the show. We are partners with them, as we have done for about 2 years now. And remember, we will take your tweets and your text messages. You can get to our Twitter account from coasttocoastam.com. It's up there in the far right-hand corner. Tom is standing by with those, and he'll be passing them on to Doc Wallach. Information to help you. Simple as that. Doc, in your career, you've seen a lot of patients. You've seen a lot of animals. You're a veterinarian. What has been for you the most heartwarming story that has ever come across your desk, something you've been involved with?
Are you talking about animals or humans?
Either one.
Either one.
The one that really hits you.
Well, I think the things that get me, George, are kids. Muscular dystrophy, cystic fibrosis, things like sickle cell anemia. Kids that can do great things with. They're really open to doing something different because they haven't had years and years and years of misdirection by the medical system, and they just want to get better. They just want to go play with their buddies. And I think one of the most fun things that had happened was there was a young fellow in an Amish community in Allen County, Indiana, just south of Fort Wayne. And this young fellow had been in a wheelchair for 25 years with muscular dystrophy, getting worse and worse and worse slowly. And his name is Levi. And he couldn't talk, couldn't lift his arms. He could just move his eyes.
Jeez.
And he was brought everywhere to church and to picnics and lunches and all kinds of functions by the Amish. They'd take him along, but they'd just sort of park him in his wheelchair against the wall. And when the event is over, they'd wheel him back home. Well, we got him going, and his grandmother loved him so much, she gave him our program for muscular dystrophy. Four times a day, gave him a quarter of a dose four times a day. And about 90 days later, went back to that little Amish colony, and I passed Levi, and he says, Doc, and he waves. He could talk, and he'd never been able to talk in 25 years. And he waves his hand at me. He said he hadn't been able to lift his hand in 25 years. Doc, I can walk. I said, okay, Levi, I just want you to follow my directions. You just sit there quiet like you always do. Just stare at the wall, and if I say something, you just follow my directions. And he got this little twinkle in his eye. We're talking to maybe three colonies of Amish, letting them know that we could help kids with muscular dystrophy, which is a very high rate in the Amish communities, and cystic fibrosis, very high in the Amish communities. And the medical system has convinced them of their genetic instead of nutritional deficiencies. And halfway through my presentation, this very classic-looking Amish elder, white beard, classic black clothing, big brimmed hat. Mm-hmm. He's holding his hat in his hand, white beard. So, okay, Wallach, you know, all this talk about muscular dystrophy, and he points to Levi. He says, when are you going to make Eli walk? Oh, I couldn't have asked her. I couldn't have paid for that. So I pointed at Eli like Moses would do.
Yeah.
Very slowly.
Parting the sea.
Levi. And I said, Levi, walk. He jumps up, runs around that barn, and there was Dutch chatter.
I love that story.
There was tears in everybody's eyes. And now we have literally hundreds and hundreds of Amish kids with Muscular Dystrophy who are following our programs, and we're soon going to have a wonderful announcement. What makes it particularly exciting for me is we gave Jerry Lewis this information in 2011. He got excited. He kind of checked things out because we gave him the complete copies of the charts of these kids, and their doctors said they were cured of Muscular Dystrophy. He got excited. He had experts look at it, and he said, well, yeah, their doctor said, and here's all the lab work. It looks like they don't have Muscular Dystrophy anymore. And he took it to the Muscular Dystrophy Foundation in 2011.
Oh, they didn't want to hear about that, did they?
They fired Jerry Lewis.
Yeah.
That's why there hasn't been a telethon since then. And
yeah.
So we just worked harder and harder with Jerry and his personal assistant, Violet. And worked harder and harder. And we're getting ready here pretty soon to make a big announcement. We have so much unimpeachable evidence.
Well, you let us know because we'd like to break it with you.
Yeah. Okay. You got that, George.
All right. We're with Dr. Joel Wallach, criticalhealthnews.com. The number to call for assistance, 1-855-949-7234. Sponsors of the show. We're partners with them. Doc, when your colleague Ben Fuchs was on with us a couple weeks ago, some lady called, and she really wants to get going into some programs, but she is on very restricted income. And it dawned on me there's something we can do as a national radio show to help some of these people. And we're in just the beginning stages now of trying to put this together, but I wanted you to know about it. We're going to do a GoFundMe campaign for Coast to Coast listeners who cannot afford the supplements from Youngevity. Mm-hmm. And we're going to buy them from them. And I'm going to, of course, strong-arm you for a discount for these folks. But these are going to be for people specifically who cannot afford them at all. And we're going to set up a foundation, a little fund. And we're going to get coast-to-coast listeners, myself included. Ben's already in on it to make some little donations. And we're going to build that fund up. Tom's going to administer it, and he'll be in touch with your people. And whenever somebody writes him and we trust them explicitly and they need some help, we're going to order it and pay for it through the fund. So we're going to do that for people too, Joel. I think that's going to work well.
Well, it's very gracious of you, George, and it's one of the 10 million reasons we love you. We have high regard for you and your great love of people, and we will certainly cooperate with you. We have our own little nonprofit foundation called Be the Change, and we will definitely cooperate with you on this.
Super. So we get your tweets. I'm going to go into your calls in just a second with Doc Wallach, but we get your tweets and your texts, and Tom has many right now, but which one do you have for us now, Tom?
They're flooding us, but Doc, this is a tweet, and it says, please ask Dr. Wallach if proper nutrition with essential nutrients will override damage from toxins such as aspartame.
Well, actually, if you give the body what it needs, if you give the genes, DNA, RNA, and telomeres what they need to just function, it's an amazing thing what the body is able to recover from. And, of course, we actually have a wonderful detox product that will it's so wonderful you can take it every night. I take it every night. It's a liquid. It's called Herbal Rainforest and has 14 classic herbs, 14 classic cleansing herbs, including Cascara Sagrada and Taraxacum, and 78 plant-derived minerals in the colloidal form. Tastes like peaches. I mean, even little kids love it. And an average-size adult, 135 to 150 pounds, can take an ounce a day at bedtime. And so I'd like them to start out with, say, a half ounce, so they don't get diarrhea because you got 14 cleansing herbs in there. And they could take a half ounce at bedtime. And so if people have kind of chronic contact with everything from solvents and chemicals and paints and substances, chemicals in their food and this, that, and the other, this Herbal Rainforest is just the ticket. Tastes good. Has 14 legendary cleansing herbs, and in the old classical herbal terms, they were legendary for blood cleanse, liver cleanse, and colon cleanse. People who are constipated, it's just a fantastic product. And we get them gluten-free, no wheat, rye, and oats. Get them on the Herbal Rainforest, the 90 essential nutrients. And it's an amazing thing what happens. The human body can do great things.
Why is gluten-free such a big thing right now, Doc?
Well, it's always been that way. It goes back 5,000 years ago to the days of the pharaohs. So people want to think it's a new thing. It's not a new thing. In biblical times, George, the grain of the day was millet. And the seed head was about a half inch long. And the grains, hard grains such as wheat, barley, rye, and oats, were found in the Fertile Crescent of Iraq as a grass, a prairie grass. And the seed heads are 3 inches long, so people began to use it because they got three times the yield on the same piece of land because it was 3 inches instead of a half inch on the seed head size. And the pharaohs, physicians, and the Egyptian physicians all over the world that they had occupied were recording all these weird diseases that occurred after, say, 3 months to a year when people were eating wheat, barley, rye, and oats. Mm-hmm. We're talking about eczema, asthma, appendicitis. They talked about exploding intestines.
Oh, geez.
They have appendicitis, which also is like Crohn's disease or ulcerative colitis, and secondary diseases such as type 2 diabetes because you cannot absorb the nutrients that are necessary to prevent reverse type 2 diabetes when you have intestinal damage from gluten. And so, I was talking with a lady today, and she was miserable from the time she was a child. She's 4 years old. She's 40 years old, and she says, I'm gluten-free. I said, no, wait a minute, I can look at you. You have rosacea, you have very bright pink cheeks, almost like clown's makeup.
Like W.C. Fields used to have.
Yeah, exactly.
Remember that?
Yeah. Yeah. Very, very similar. He had a gluten intolerance, and so, are you on gluten? No, I'm gluten-free. I said, well, your husband here has rosacea. Are you gluten-free? He says, no, I won't give up my bread. I said, well, we do have gluten-free bread through our Go Food division, but I have to ask you, ma'am, what do you eat for breakfast? Do you eat oats? She said, oh, yeah, I've been eating oats every day since I was a kid. Well, that's where you're getting your gluten. Well, these are gluten-free oats. There is no such thing as gluten-free oats because the gluten in oats is called gliadin, okay? And if you look at analyses of oats, it'll say gliadin. Well, it's just another name. A bullet by any other name is still a bullet. A projectile, a slug is still a bullet. And so there is no such thing as gluten-free oats. And you get gluten-free, your intestines will heal, and your absorption rate goes up in efficiency, and you're able to absorb nutrients. And diseases, George, such as asthma, is actually caused by deficiency of a single nutrient. And this nutrient is very difficult to absorb when you have a gluten intolerance because your intestines are damaged. And I've had people who are told they're going to die because they have a genetic form of asthma. And this is actually the daughter of a very famous international pastor, you know, has a big TV church.
Church, yeah, on TV.
Yeah. And so the doctors from Emory University told him that she had a genetic form of asthma that was found in black kids and that she would be dead by the time she's 12. She's only like 11 and a half years of age, so less than 6 months she'd be dead. And they called me. I said, no, there is no such thing as a genetic type of asthma. The reason why she's not responding to medication, maintenance medication, emergency medication, is she cannot absorb them because she has gluten intolerance. Well, nobody told us that. So let's get her on a gluten-free diet, get her on the 90 essential nutrients, 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 3 fatty acids, a little bit of extra of that secret sauce. And in 2 weeks, George, after 11 and a half years of being deathly ill, she's cured.
That's amazing.
I use a cure word because the doctors use a cure word.
Right.
And she's just totally... I mean, there's thousands and thousands, maybe in millions of witnesses of this child in 2 weeks' time being perfectly normal.
That's fantastic.
Getting off of gluten.
Let's go to the phones now. Alan in Hartford, Connecticut. Hi, Alan. Welcome to the program. You're on with Doc Wallach.
Good evening, gentlemen.
Hi.
My call is about my wife. She had a stroke 11 years ago, and she had a typical amount of damage, and she's still herself. She's at home. She's not infantile. She has a poor diet. I'm a good cook. I try to get her to eat as much as possible. She survives on things like Ensure and, you know, tiny portions. Now, here's my question, is that in the last month, she has developed a tremor. And sometimes it's just in her hand or her arm of her good side. And sometimes it's her whole upper body. Could this be the poor nutrition, or do you have any thoughts about that, doctor?
Well, first of all, Ensure, if you read the label, it's 60% oil. Okay, so there's a lot of trans fats and inflammatory things in there. It's the worst possible thing for somebody with a brain injury.
And you don't like oil. You're against that.
Oils are the worst possible thing you can do. We're talking about Ensure is not the right thing for this lady. And so we actually have a shake she can make, a smoothie out of. It's called SlenderFX. If you make it with water, it's a weight loss program. We don't want to do that. We want to use this protein meal, and we want to make it with half and half our heavy whipping cream, which is going to help rebuild the brain following a stroke. And we'd like to have her take 3 eggs in that shake, that smoothie, at breakfast, and repeat one again in the evening time. So she'll have a total of 6 eggs a day. What does she weigh?
What was that we missed today?
She's about 135.
135? She weighs 135, okay.
No. She should be 135. She's 175.
Oh, 175.
Big difference, Doc.
Big difference, yeah. So she needs 2 of these shakes, one at breakfast, one at dinner time. And I would go ahead and put 4 eggs in there, so she'd have a total of 8 eggs a day, and just crack them and put in there raw, and then make the shake instead of with water. It says SlenderFX is the brand name, and make it with heavy whipping cream or half and half. And also, we actually have a program that's designed for the brain to support the central nervous system's maintenance, repair, and it's just its functions. And it's called the Healthy Brain and Heart Pack. And at her body weight, I'd have her take 2 of those a month. And again, these are the raw materials necessary to just support natural function. Well, because she's had a stroke, she needs enzymes that will dissolve blood clots. We actually have a program, which would be the Ultimate Daily Classic. Have her take 3 of those twice a day. That's 2 bottles a month. Have her take the Ultimate Cardio Sticks, one at breakfast, one at dinner time. That's two cardio sticks per day. That's 2 boxes a month. And then what we call the Ultimate Niacin Plus. And the plus part of this Ultimate Niacin, which is time release and non-flush, is it's called natokinase, and its function is to dissolve blood clots. It will dissolve old blood clots, which it takes a little bit of a while, maybe a couple of months. But new ones, let's say she's taking this for a couple of weeks, and a new blood clot forms, will be digested immediately. And so we see just wonderful things when you give the brain the raw material, which includes the eggs, because you need the cholesterol to rebuild the brain. The brain is 75% white matter, myelin, which is 100% cholesterol. And so cholesterol deficiency causes Alzheimer's disease. So it's not unusual for people to get dementia when they're on statin drugs and they have a stroke and they're put on a gluten-restricted diet and try to reduce cholesterol. They put them on statin drugs and they'll get worse and worse and worse. And after 6 months to a year, they'll develop Alzheimer's disease. Jeez. Alzheimer's disease is a physician-caused disease. And it usually follows people who are disabled with stroke and who get insured. Read the label. I guarantee you the major proportion of it's oil. Then I think 60%, 20% is powdered nutrition of various types. And you can read the label and see them. But it's the oil that turns into trans fats, heterocyclic amines, and acrylamides, which cause the inflammation, can contribute to more strokes.
And definitely cooking oil, Doc, is not good, is it?
Cooking oils, olive oil, coconut oil, margarines, mayonnaise, salad dressings, cooking oils, all those things have to go for this woman and for everybody. We can eliminate Alzheimer's disease in America in a year or less. Big double-blind studies, universities in the United States, just by adding supplements.
It's a lot of it. It's all diet. We're going to come back in a moment with Dr. Joel Wallach from criticalhealthnews.com, and we're going to take a final hour of phone calls with the doc. Plus, here's the other number to call for assistance, 855-949-7234. We shall be back.